Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Well, you watch yourself on tape, you're like a baby or taking your first steps. When you watched yesterday, what did you think of how that went compared to when you were obviously first getting into the NFL and starting?
One thing that we always emphasize, you never want to make the same mistake twice. I had an opportunity to make a lot of mistakes yesterday, and I think it's a learning experience. You can take some positives from that. Situationally, you're talking that fourth and goal, where the Sam blitzes in the A gap. That's my guy. There's a reason Jake can't make that throw. It's because there's a guy with his arms up in his face. It speeds up the process of looking through your progressions, et cetera, et cetera. I thought we did a lot of great things. We ran the ball well. We ended most drives with kicks, whether that was field goals, extra points, or punts. And that's always a good thing, and when protecting the ball is paramount. But on a personal level, there was too many things that went wrong in my performance to be able to give Jay time to give our offense a chance to have success, or the level of success that we expect here.
Kyle, how do you go about processing mistakes and embracing mistakes as opposed to being discouraged by them and understanding them as part of the process?
Well, anybody can make mistakes. Anybody's open to make mistakes, prone to make mistakes. But as an athlete, as a professional athlete, you need to be able to move on, take your lumps and figure out what it is and why they happened the way they did. What my role was, what possibly the defender's role was in it, and move on and try to fix that. And like I said, don't repeat the same mistakes twice.
Kyle, was there any point in the second half, third, fourth quarter where you started to settle in, feel comfortable, or was it a full day of constantly trying to have to focus on, what do I do now, what do I do
then? Definitely, there's the process of getting comfortable with it. Practice speed and game speed are two different things. But as the game progresses, you get more and more comfortable. But, like I said, you need to be as prepared as you can going into a game. And, things are going to happen that you don't prepare for. And the great thing about this thing is we get to play them again, and we get to play the Cardinals this week. So get opportunities to improve and not repeat the same mistakes.
Would a preseason game have helped
you? I don't know. That's in the past. I hadn't even really thought about that, but I'm sure that would have been pretty cool to get out there. But, the way it shook out, it didn't work out that way. So, I'm not going to sit here and complain about it. I'm going to move forward and try to be the best player I can be and the best teammate I can be.
As a starting point for the whole season and the whole regime, as you guys come away, you see enough positives that make you encouraged about what you guys are going to be able to accomplish, and considering it is the first game?
Yeah, there's no two ways around it. We wish we'd be 1-0 right here talking to you guys, but from the standpoint of the fight that we had and the resilience that we had there at the end of the game, it speaks volumes of the culture that's being instilled here and the demeanor that's being instilled in our players from our coaching staff. But also, as I said, too many mistakes from a personal standpoint. Too many opportunities were given to the defense to kind of scrap what we had planned offensively.
You guys established the run early. Vance over 100 yards at halftime. When you go back through the film, what impressed you, encouraged you about the run game and the thing you guys wrote?
Well, Matt just runs so hard. That's one thing you can always count on. Matt Forte is going to come to play. He's going to be detailed in his work, and he's going to be as prepared as anybody on the field. Obviously, our inside guys did a great job in the run. And credit Gase for putting us in position to have success on the ground. But moving forward, have to minimize the mistakes.
You mentioned with Julius Peppers and Clay Matthews and all the different guys you faced, any one thing surprised you at position and players?
Nothing really surprised me. I knew I was going to get everything and then some in terms of looks and stunts, twists, blitz. That's part of the game. I'm fresh blood in the water. They want to see what the deal is over there. So I embrace the challenge. Obviously, I can remember back in Detroit my rookie year getting run over by Ndamukong Suh and everybody talking about the sky's falling. But that's not always the case, because even if the sky is falling, you can still compete. You can still play. And I think that's what this team does well, and I think that's what you'll see, a continued effort from this team.
You mentioned that, when you're putting in the game plan, are you excited by the creativity that went into both personnel and formation?
Yeah, I mean, creativity, you know, whether you call it creativity or whatever, I mean, I think it's, you know, when you get out there and say, we're going to run the ball, this is what we're going to do. We're not looking at them saying, well, they're doing this, we're going to do that. It's nice to be able to say, hey, it's on you guys. If you want to run the ball, you better make your blocks. And I think that's, you know, that puts a lot of confidence. It's reciprocated from players to coaches, coaches to players, offensively.
That said, are you more comfortable run blocking than in past sets at this point in learning the new position?
You know, I'm just trying to get as comfortable as I can in all aspects. You know, there's really no, you know, preference at this point.
Now, do you have any, I'm sure you don't have assurance, but any comfort level that this is it, you're a tackle this year, or do you have to deal with the possibility that 2-3 weeks you could be sliding back inside?
You know, until I'm told otherwise, I'm going to prepare to my utmost ability. And give every effort I have to be the best tackle I can be.